Support for On Point and the following message come from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home plays a big role in your life. That's why Quicken Loans created Rocket Mortgage. It lets you apply simply and understand the entire mortgage process fully, so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage for you. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/onpoint.
Now I know everything is better here in Texas. There's no place like my whole San Antonio.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
Now Mexico ain't nothing but a memory, pleasant as it might have been, it's gone.
And that is the voice of third-generation Mexican-American through-and-through Texan Rick Trevino, a huge voice in the Texas country music scene. He's always been tugged in two directions, his Americanness and his Mexican roots. These times of border walls and dreamers go home have Rick Trevino thinking a lot about what's real and true and home. This hour on Point, Texan, American, Mexican-American, Rick Trevino. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. Mexican-Americans, Latino-Americans, all Americans, what are you thinking in this week of DACA being dumped? What would you be singing if you were Rick Trevino? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me now from Austin, Texas, is Grammy Award-winning country music artist Rick Trevino, third-generation Texan, born on the banks of Houston's Buffalo Bayou, where Harvey hit hardest last week. He's had a ton of hit singles. He's sung and played and toured with some of the greatest voices in country, Tejano, you name it, with Los Lobos and the supergroup Los Super 7. He's releasing a new CD, Time to the South by Southwest Festival in March, all about this moment in Latino America. It's called Long Coyote Gone. Rick Trevino in Austin, Texas, thanks very much for being with us.
Tom, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Third generation, so what? It's your granddaddy's daddy who came across from Mexico.
Grandpa Trevino from Mexico City came across, and I don't know exactly the details, but I know that there was a relationship between my great-grandfather and a woman in Fort Worth. And when my grandfather was born, there was a separation for some reason, and my great-grandfather went back to Mexico City, and the woman who was in Fort Worth was unable to raise the baby. So my great-grandfather's sister raised my grandfather near the Buffalo Bayou in Houston, Texas. Long story short.
Where the water came in very hard last week. I understand at least one of your band members as lives along Buffalo Bayou. That got pretty wet last week.
Yeah, well, he had to kind of swim out of there. It was rough. We had a show last weekend in Boerne, Texas, so he made it to the show. And, yeah, my relatives, my extended family all live around the Buffalo Bayou, Houston area, and thank goodness everybody's okay. One cousin got stuck in the house and had to wait out on a mattress with his wife and a daughter and a dog. So, yeah. Oh, praise the Lord, everything's okay for my family, at least.
Mexican, Mexican-American, American identity, such fraught issues these days. And I was looking back at your story. It's really interesting. I mean, you came into country music just looking to sing straight-ahead Texas country music. You sign your first deal with Columbia Nashville, and the first thing they ask you to do is record an album in Spanish, I guess, with your background. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm reading here that you needed to take Spanish lessons to make the album.
Absolutely. I was definitely at that age, 20, 21 years old, at arm's length with my Mexican heritage. It wasn't that I was – it wasn't in English, and I grew up – wanting to listen to music in English, and my dad listened to music in Spanish, as well as pop music. But I kind of shunned it up until I recorded Los Super 7. But you're right; I had to. The record company flew me to Cuernavaca to work on my Spanish, and even to this day, I speak broken Spanish. But I have the tongue. But in terms of conversing, all of my grandparents and extended family, they all spoke English, even though we were Trevinos and Chavez.
Yes.
It wasn't like I was forced to speak Spanish because everybody spoke English, being a third generation.
But there you were, headed for a straight-ahead country career. Running out of reasons off Learning As You Go, your 1996 album. This was Billboard number one single. Let's just listen to Rick Trevino, Straight Ahead Country.
Here's a long
stretch of blacktop underneath a cloudless sky. There's my truck washed and gashed up, just itching for a ride. If this had been 6 months ago, I know what I'd have done. But girl, I'm running out of reasons to run.
Country singer, American Texan, Rick Trevino, 1996 there, with Running Out of Reasons. It was a big hit for him. Straight ahead country. These days, Rick, you've got a little bit different sound and a little bit different focus in some of your music. You've got one called I Am a Mexican. I believe it'll be on your next album, and I think you're ready to play it for us. Would you?
Yeah, I'd love to play it. This is a song that's going to be... I recorded the song with Flaco Jimenez and David Polkingham, who's here, from the legendary David Polkingham.
Thank you, David.
Playing along.
Thank you.
And this one's from the heart. This is called I'm a Mexican.
I am one more lonely man who's so far away from home. Day after day on my knees, I work my hands to the bone. All of my sweat and my tears water her crops and fields. But she's only seeing one thing whenever she looks at me. I am a Mexican, and God bless America. She says my back is wet. I say it's honest sweat. I run from La Migra por mi familia. A made in America man, I am a Mexican. She's always angry at me, and I'm so much trouble. She can call me illegal, but I am no criminal. Now all that I hear her say is go back to Mexico. But what would she do without me if I should ever go? I am a Mexican, and God bless America. She says my back is wet. I say it's honest sweat. I run from La Migra por mi familia. A made in America man, I am a Mexican. I run from La Migra por mi familia. A made in America man, I am a Mexican.
Rick Trevino, live there with David Polkingham. And thank you, David, for that backup off of Rick's forthcoming album, Long Coyote Gone. I'm a Mexican. Just terrific. I run from La Migra. That's the immigration authorities. Por mi familia, for my family. I'm a Mexican. God bless America. She says my back is wet. I say it's honest sweat. A little bit of evolution going on right there since the days of your first album, Rick.
Just a little bit, you know. I think the main part of the song, I remember when I first wrote it, I had the lyrics I wrote, co-wrote the whole album with Alan Miller, Mavericks hitmaker, mm-hmm. lyricist.
Sure.
And I had it in my mind. This was in 2013, by the way, mm-hmm. when we wrote mm-hmm. the song. But okay. My mind was, it was, I run from La Migra por mi familia, mm. a made in America man, I'm a Mexican. It's kind of what I had in my head, feeling that the point of the song from my perspective with this is not a Mexican invasion, this debate we're having about immigration and illegal immigration workers. And it's mm-hmm. an American-made, to me, it's an American-made issue. It's not, like I said, it's not an invasion. We've been hiring immigrant workers since World War II because they're hard workers and they work for cheap. And businesses will continue to hire, in my opinion, immigrants from across the border because whether there's a wall or not. So I think it was more of a frustration at the time where the debate was either amnesty versus mm-hmm. Obstruction at the time. So it's and now, of course, the song takes a different meaning with the new administration and the direction of the country. So it's pretty fascinating.
You play in a lot of dance halls around Texas, New Mexico, fairly conservative territory. Are they throwing beer bottles at you?
Actually, no. You know, I mean, the gist that I get, or the vibe that I get from the dance halls and the folks that come out is they agree that there's a lot of truth in the song, that illegal immigration laborer is as American as apple pie.
Rick Trevino, please stand by there. And Dave Pulkingham, thanks so much for your backup as well. We're talking with third-generation Mexican-American Texan country singer Rick Trevino. You can join us. What would you be singing about right now as a Mexican-American country singer? Daisy Dukes, Cold Beer, DACA, Dreamers, The Wall? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. This is She Can't Say I Didn't Cry from Rick Trevino, 1994. Made it to number 3 in the country charts. Pretty great. I'm Tom Ashbrook, 800-423-8255 with Rick Trevino. Give us a call. This is On Point.
There's a million things that she might say that I cannot deny, but she can't look me in the eye and say I didn't cry. And if you haven't heard by now how much I let her down, when you do, you can sure be.
Support for On Point and the following message come from Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Chances are you're confident when it comes to your work, your hobbies, and your life. Rocket Mortgage gives you that same level of confidence when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home loan. Rocket Mortgage is simple, allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/onpoint. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're joined this hour by Texan country singer Rick Trevino, third generation American, Mexican-American, about his Texas roots, his Mexican roots, and this Latino-American moment. Beautiful voice, beautiful music. Came up wanting just to sing straight-up country, and his music has kind of taken a turn, more awareness of those roots and history as he sings on. You can join us this hour. What would you be singing about right now as a Mexican, American, country singer, Texan, country singer like Rick Trevino? What's going on in your heart now as you see what's going on in our country? What do you wish Rick Trevino, the singer from Buffalo Bayou, would be singing right now? Can you picture the tension in Rick Trevino's career to be straight Texan country or to be Mexican tinged? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Learning As You Go behind us right here from his 1996 album. Number one hit for Rick on the country charts in 96. About heartbreak and classic country style. Rick Trevino joins us from Austin, Texas. Dave Pulkingham is there backing him up as well. People responding, Rick and Dave online here. Penelope says, been listening for 30 years to you, Rick. Beautiful voice and beautiful heart. Bean writes to us on Twitter, born in Mexico but made in America. Excellent. Annette is calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Annette, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Rick Trevino.
Hi,
Tom. Good morning, Annette.
Hi, Tom. I wish Rick the best. I'm calling because I'm a long-time teacher, 40 years. I've been from grades K through 12. And the students, I think what people don't understand, these students have been here in this country all of their lives. They don't have the Mexican root background that many people think. I had to use some of the students to help with parent conference translations for other people who did not have an English level of proficiency. These students, it's just like the song says, you know, if they're not wetbacks. These are students who have historically sweat on their back that represents their triumphs and their history of America, not many of them of their Mexican backgrounds. So the songs that they are singing now is that they're already liberated. They are free. They have gone through our system, and I might add, in a very proficient manner, and many of them were just almost excellent in behavior, to compliance, to what do we need to have ready to be successful in school.
So what do you think, Annette, about taking away the DACA designation, about taking that away?
Absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's, how can you take away a right to something that someone had from birth? Many of these students entered at 3 years of age our pre-kindergarten federally funded programs, so they have already reached what America has to offer.
But, of course, you'll have plenty of people, Annette, and politicians who will say, well, it wasn't a right from birth because they weren't born here. Rick, what are you thinking as you listen to the debate over DACA this week? Very hot this week.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is the historical connections where, you know, the Bracero program, which was, I think it was the JFK campaigned against the Bracero program, saying that, you know, the immigrants are taking away our jobs. And, of course, LBJ ended the Bracero program. However, if you look at the law, it made illegal immigration illegal and harboring illegal immigrants illegal, but hiring illegal immigrants was never illegal. So I think there's some, it will continue to be a political issue to get votes.
I mean, it's illegal now. You can be fined for it now, of course, I guess, right?
You can, but the fines are really not that hefty. I mean, if you get audited, but to me, it's a cash flow country. And I think that it's you're seeing the Conservative Party understanding their base. Their base is going to respond to anything that's against illegal immigration right now. It's a heavy vote getter.
But the economy, you say, is sort of leans against that because people are ready to hire and have the work done.
Exactly. I mean, the American businesses are open for business and come across. And so until American businesses shut it down to illegal immigration, I think you're going to continue to see the flow of illegal immigrants coming into work.
There was a time when Rick Trevino's work was in anything but political. The first album that he did in Spanish, it was a big success, but it was the label demanding that he do it in Spanish. I guess you were afraid, Rick, that you'd be seen as a crossover that you weren't. You weren't Tejano coming to country. You were country, and you were worried about how this would spin you into the world.
Absolutely. I was, like I said, I was probably 20, 21, 22 years old, and I was concerned about that because I wanted folks to see me for who I was, and it's first and foremost the country singer. And the record company was Sony at the time was pushing for me to release the records in Spanish, and I did. But it was a scheduling thing. If Sony Discos released the record before Sony Columbia, it'd be perceived as Rick Trevino is a Tejano singer crossing over, even though the album was country in Spanish. Mm. I was a little concerned about that, but I think as time went on, folks understood.
They got it. It was pretty from the start. It was a very popular track off that album, Un Momento Allá, off Dos Mundos, 1993, Rick Trevino.
Qué bonito fue. Fuimos un par.
y llenos de amor, un momento allá.
Un momento allá. It was so beautiful. We were a pair and full of love. One moment there. Un momento allá. A little different sound now in what Rick Trevino is bringing out. Long Coyote Gone is his new album coming out next spring. Corey Jean in New London, Connecticut. You're on the air, Corey Jean. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Thank you for Trevino. Su música bellísima. And speaks to a lot of us.
You're absolutely happy to be here.
What are you thinking as you listen to Rick Trevino today, Corey Jean?
Well, I'm thinking of what an important message it is to speak about the many ways we are illegal and the many ways that we, very important, the many ways we are illegal and the many ways, sorry, I was just pulling in somewhere. Let me just park real quick.
Oh boy, be safe, yeah. Corey Jean.
Be safe, don't text and drive.
Yeah, don't text and drive. Oh my gosh. You got to park there, Corey Jean.
And
somebody
I'm sorry?
Gone under. Oh. You parked?
I am parked.
All right, good.
Tell us, bring it, Corey.
All right, well, my name is Corey Jean Sublet Berrios, and I go by Cornelia. My mom named me Cornelia, Corey after Cornelia, my grandmother. But she knew we would be moving to Texas, which is a very harsh place for Latinos. Despite that my father is white, and ironically, I'm related somehow to Robert E. Lee. And this is how we're so complex. But my mother being dark-skinned Puerto Rican, we would have been... My birth would have been illegal had I been born in Texas at the time, although I moved in 81. And
so you're riding both of these ponies, but you've got, through your mom, you've got citizenship, so that's not an issue?
Puerto Ricans have had citizenship.
Puerto Rican, excuse me. Yes, of course.
Yes, yeah. Puerto Rican. I am Puerto Rican, Puerto Gringa Chiqueña.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
But listening with sympathy there today from New London, Connecticut. Corey Jean, stay safe. Don't text and drive. And I'm not sure about call-in shows either, but we appreciate your call. One more right here. Jim in Dubuque, Iowa. Jim, thank you for calling. You're on the air with Rick Trevino.
Hi, Tom. I look at this immigration issue. I don't think it's America's fault or responsibility for these people. I think it's their parents' fault. If their parents don't pay their rent, and the landlord removes these people from their place where they live, it's not the landlord's fault. If the parents sneak them into Disneyland and they have to leave, it's not Disneyland's fault. It's the parents' responsibility and their fault.
So you're saying if they bring them into the U.S. illegally, same deal. Out you go.
It's the parents' fault. Yes, they're here illegally, and it's no different.
Should the kids pay the price for what their parents did, Jim?
Do the kids pay a price if they're removed from their house when their parents didn't pay the rent, or if they have to leave Disneyland because their parents sneak them in illegally?
Rick Trevino, what do you say there in Austin, Texas, to Jim in Dubuque, Iowa?
Well, he lost me when they didn't pay the rent, so I'm not quite following him there. You're assuming that they're not paying the rent, and
I think it's more a metaphor, like if you are not in the country legally, well then, too bad. Off you go.
Well, we are in that climate right now where, like I said, politicians are getting votes based on this message that they're sending out. The bottom line is the businesses will continue to hire illegal immigrants because of their hardworking, their work ethic and the cheap labor. I mean, I was raised to respect the immigrant worker, and that's the main reason why, because they're hard workers. So I think if the United States is really serious about getting the immigrants out of our country, the businesses have to stop hiring them.
You've got a song off the upcoming album Long Coyote Gone called Cowboys Like Me. Could you tell us about it and maybe play it live for us there in the studio in Austin?
Absolutely. This is the first single that I released called Cowboys Like Me. It's autobiographical. I told my record promotion staff, Grassroots Radio, that the first thing that I wanted the fans to hear after having a break from radio for a few years was my granddaddy's daddy crossed the Rio Grande trying to find a better life than what he had. And so that's the opening line of the song, and it's about me who I'm not a real cowboy, you know. I mean, I love the cowboy spirit and the cowboy culture. My compadre, he was the godfather of my son, is a real cowboy, a real rodeo cowboy that ropes and rides. But I remember growing up in Texas that my tios and my aunts and uncles we'd have family get-togethers, and my uncles were wearing Wranglers and George Strait Stetson, you know, a Resistol cowboy hats and brush popper shirts. So, but we never really went out and did any rodeo or anything like that. That was just part of our culture.
Sing it for us, Rick. Sing it with Dave Polkingham there.
Here we go. 2, 4, 1, 2.
My granddaddy's daddy crossed Rio Grande trying to find a better life than what he had. Plant the strongest seeds to grow the family tree for cowboys like me. Now I was just a little boy down in Texas. My Wild West was made up of chain link fences. Yard was full of outlaws, only I could see cowboys like me. Though I may not rope and ride, spirit runs so free, so wild. There's an overwhelming override, never dying creed for cowboys like me. I remember Mama cry when Elvis died. I learned the cancer when the Duke left this life. Life is for the living, death to set you free for cowboys like me. Won't forget how Julianne broke my heart, left me standing all alone in the schoolyard. At the ball game that night, I went 3 for 3, cowboys like me. Though I may not rope and ride, my spirit runs so free, so wild. There's an overwhelming override, never dying creed for cowboys like me. Cowboys like me. When I'm down, she's always there to save me. In the worst of times, I find her love amazing. I thank the good Lord for whatever good she sees in cowboys like me. Played about 10,000 shows and rodeos, wear my heart out on this soul microphone. And if the song is right, you'll find you still believe in cowboys like me. Though
though I may not rope and ride. My spirit runs so free, so wild. There's an overwhelming override, never dying creed for cowboys like me. Cowboys like me.
Rick Trevino live from Austin, Texas, with Cowboys Like Me. Third generation Mexican-American Texas country singer with a beautiful voice. Join us. 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Rick, stand by. We'll be right back with lots of callers for you. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Porque tus ojos de mis sueños no pueden separarse jamás. Donde quiera que estés, se escucharás llamándote con ansiedad por la pena ya sin final de sentirte en mi soledad.
Bobby and Mason, back in high school, she was way too cute, she was way too cool.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We're talking this hour with American, Mexican-American, Texan country singer Rick Trevino about his Texas roots, his Mexican roots, and this Latino-American moment. His new album, Long Coyote Gone, is coming out next spring in time for South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. He joins us there live today with Dave Pokingham, who's been backing him up live there in the studio. You can join us as well. What would you be singing about right now as a Mexican-American country singer? About Daisy Dukes, Cold Beer, DACA, Dreamers, The Wall? Is this all the tougher for a country singer, which is supposed to be so red, white, and blue? What about the complicated truth of these things? Can music get its arms around this big story of America and its immigrants now? We're at 800-423-8255. 800-423-TALK. Bobby Ann Mason there off Looking for the Light, 1995 album. Francis is calling from Nashville for you, Rick. Hi, Francis. You're on the air with Rick Trevino in Austin.
Hey, hi. Francis. How you doing?
All, I'm great. First of all, I would like to say how much your song, I Am a Mexican, resonated with me. It is the absolute truth. I grew up in New Mexico, born and raised there, worked around a lot of Hispanic and Native American people. And the Hispanic culture is the very embodiment of the American ideal. Family, helping each other, working hard, taking care of your own, it's all there. And I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking up for the Hispanic people of our country, because they are Americans, whether they were born here or whether they came here when they were 3 years old. They have embraced our culture. They have become a part of our culture, and they are Americans.
A made in America man. Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I was hoping that, you know, in writing that song, I'm a Mexican, that in, number one, knowing that my first and foremost is to make sure it's something, the song, when I'm about to invest time in writing a song, to make sure that it's something that I'm interested in, something that I can invest a lot of time in. And number two, I want it to be entertaining. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I play a lot of dance halls, and I want people to be able to get on the dance floor and dance, you know. And I think when the record comes out and you hear the track, you'll appreciate it. The legendary Flaco Jimenez, seven-time Grammy Award winner, is on the track as well. And he's also on the video that's going to be coming out in the 2018 as well. We shot it here in Austin. So I'm excited for it. I'm very excited. Thanks for saying that.
It's pretty great. Francis, thanks for your call. Let's hear a little more from Long Coyote Gone. This is No Border, one of my favorites on your new CD. About the days when the land from Alta California to New Mexico and Texas was, well, at that time, still part of Mexico. Para mí no hay frontera. For me, there is no border. This ground is blessed by God. This land of my family gets into the real complications of American history here. No Border, from the forthcoming album Long Coyote Gone by Rick Trevino.
I stand through the
fence like a stranger at the homeland that I never knew. And all I can do is to trespass on the birthplace of my very roots.
There, just a little bit from No Border, very pretty song. Hear more of it when it comes out on Long Coyote Gone. And also, Rick playing with Flaco Jimenez. You can see a link to his video there of I Am a Mexican at our website, onpointradio.org. Rick Trevino, are you ready to pick up that mantle, as our Nashville caller says, of speaking up for Latino Americans? Is that a role you want to play?
Well, it's when I was writing some of these tunes, giving a voice to the undocumented immigrant worker, it was kind of what came out, you know. You go to bed at night, you say your prayers, and who knows what God's going to do. And so, yeah, God put it on my heart to be a voice for the undocumented immigrant worker. And yes, absolutely. Answer your question. It's a new adventure for me, but I'd be happy to take the mantle if that's what the good Lord wants.
Frida in Rockmart, Georgia. Thank you for calling, Frida. You're on the air with Rick Trevino.
Hello. I was just calling to make a couple of comments. Earlier, Mr. Trevino had said that illegal immigration is American, it's American pie. And I, of course, agree, but I feel like that is a big part of the agenda of much of the Republican Party, the Trump administration, and corporate America, is to keep people in an illegal status. So that they
point.
May reap the benefits of that by exploitation, by having people live in fear, by the corporate prison system that they lock people up in and make money off of, and also the DACA experience. There's no way they're going to deport all of those young people, but yet they're going to force them to live in fear and in worse conditions rather than being able to become as educated as possible and contribute to the society. So, and they campaign on the Republican Party, I'm sorry, campaign on that very issue that they're against illegal immigration. And so they're working both sides of the street, campaigning against it and exploiting it at the same time.
Well, Frida, I appreciate your call. Rick, there's a lot Frida lays on the table. What do you say in response?
Well, I agree with what she's saying. Like I said before, when I was making the point in the song that, you know, I'm a Mexican, saying the hook is I'm made in America, man, is that it is an American-made problem. And so being that it's a political... To me, it's a political tool using the fear and paranoia of the changing of the demographics in our country, using that fear and paranoia to get votes. And that's what I think it is. I don't think that they're looking out for the best interests of these hardworking people that come across. I mean, right now, our immigration policy, not immigration, but illegal immigration policy is really by just deterrence. So let's just reroute them into the desert. And if they die and rot in the desert, they die and rot in the desert. And to me, it's a humanitarian issue as much as even more so than a political issue. So, yeah, I do. I agree with Frida on a lot of her points. It's as American as, like I said, apple pie. This is an issue that's been going on for a long time. And I think it starts with the businesses. You know, that's where it starts. But I think you'll continue to see businesses hiring illegal immigration because they work hard for cheap.
Christy in Spokane, Washington, where we will be with On Point in just a couple of weeks now. Christy, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to say I was driving to work, but I was so touched by Rick's music and his story, and I just wanted to say thank you for what you're doing. I think music has such a powerful way of transcending kind of unconscious biases or stereotypes. And it's just such a beautiful bridge. And, you know, from my story, I grew up in white rural America in a farming community. And now I have married a Mexican and have a biracial family. Half of my family is in Mexico, half is in the Northwest. And I think it's ironic that white rural America and these farming communities often have so much more in common with Mexicans and their collectivist culture and their love for family and loyalty and hard work and faith and some of these values that are so predominant in these rural communities that often sometimes have these stereotypes or prejudices. And I think there's also some prejudice that rural Americans experience of maybe Mexicans are called wetbacks, but cowboys are called rednecks. And, you know, and I think the way that you can tap into that common experience of criticism, condescending kind of attitudes and that way of music to really help people feel, actually, you have much more in common with me than maybe some, what they maybe call city folk, you know? And so I think it's just very touching, and I would love to hear just more of those wet net ragbag songs that really touch into that. I know Mother Teresa said, we have no peace if we forget that we belong to one another.
We'll give you more of that right here, Christy. I want to save time to get one more live song, but I so appreciate your call. You are really plugged in here. The clock is winding down at the same time. That was lovely, Christian. I really appreciate your call from Spokane. Rick, we want to get one more live song in, if we may. Mi Ranchito. Yeah. And give us the background on this. You first sang this with Los Super Seven, a well-loved traditional Mexican tune about life on a lonely little farm, foot of a mountain. Now you've got it here.
Well, I remember hearing this song when I was growing up that my dad used to listen to a lot of Little Joe records, because he played, he toured with a band that toured with Little Joe and Ruben Ramos. The band was called Neto Perez and the Originals. And I remember hearing when the song was pitched to me for Los Super 7, I remember thinking, gosh, that's the song that my dad used to listen to all the time and that I didn't want him playing in my house. I wanted to hear English music. I wanted to hear top 40 music, you know, and he kept playing this Little Joe record, Mi Ranchito. And lo and behold, it ends up being the song that I, you know, was able to record with Los Super 7.
Play it for us. So. Our clock is a stern taskmaster here.
All right.
Ahí al pie de la montaña, donde temprano se oculta el sol, quedó mi ranchito triste y abandonada ya mi labor. Ahí pasé los años, ahí encontré mi primer amor, y fueron los desengaños los que mataron a mi ilusión. Corazón que te vas para nunca volver, no me digas adiós. Vuelva a alegrar con tu amor el ranchito que fue de mi vida ilusión. Mal allá los ojos negros que me embrujaron con su mirar. Si nunca me hubieran visto, no fueran causa de mi pena. Te vas para nunca volver.
no me digas adiós. Vuelva a alegrar con tu amor el ranchito que fue de mi vida ilusión. Mal hay a los ojos negros que me embrujaron con su mirar. Si nunca me hubieran visto, no fueran causa de mi pena.
Eso.
Eso. Rick Trevino and Dave Polkingham with him there, live in the studio in Austin, Texas, with Mi Ranchito, I Heart That You're Leaving, Never to Return, Don't Say Goodbye. Off there, do you sing that on Lon Coyote Gone as well, Rick, or no?
No, but we sing that song live. As a matter of fact, we've been doing that live since 99, and every time my father gets to be at the show, he comes up and sings, sings with
great.
Me. So it was a showstopper always.
What's your dance hall mix now in Texas when you play? How much straight English? How much in Spanish? What's the mix?
Well, we always we do about 4 or 5 songs from Lon Coyote Gone. Mm-hmm. Most of that record's in English, and then we do the hits from the 90s mm-hmm. and the Warner Brothers album. So we do all the Bobby Ann Mason and Learning As You Go. And then the Warner Brothers record. And then we do a little tribute section, which is one of my favorite parts of the show, where I pay tribute to the country music heroes that opened the doors for me to do what I'm doing. And that's, of course, Freddie Fender. Mm-hmm. Without Freddie and Johnny Rodriguez, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
What's your word to dreamers who may be listening today, Rick Trevino?
Now have faith and persevere and fight and have a voice. And persevere.
Rick Trevino, what a beautiful voice. What terrific music. And our thanks to Dave Polkingham there with you in the studio in Austin as well. This has just been fantastic. Next spring, look for the album Lon Coyote Gone from Rick Trevino. Rick, good luck with everything. Thank you so much for being with us today. Just a pleasure to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me so much. Thank you so much.
Lon Coyote Gone, coming out next spring, Rick Trevino. Behind us right here, the Mariachis play. It'll be on the album. Thanks for joining us. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
So they started out in life, a loving husband, loving wife, with only their dreams. They sacrificed and slaved until that blessed day Gabriela she gave. Daughter to weep. And the years flew by before their eyes. A little girl, she spread her wings to fly. Oh, how Gabriella cried, all her joyous tears of pride, as the family gathered round.